today, about 28 degrees. Make sure you got your sunscreen on, always important. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Pam Court and Jane Merrigan. Now, Pam is the CEO of St Francis Hospices, which is a registered charity that employs over 150 nurses, doctors, and specialist healthcare staff who are supported by 800 volunteers. Together, they provide care and help to more than 4,000 people across boroughs of Havering, Barking, Dagenham, Redbridge, and Brentwood as well. It offers those services for free for patients in the local community with life-limiting illnesses. Now, Pam's here today to talk about their outstanding award from the Care Quality Commission, but we will chat to her a little bit about the work that St Francis do, which is very important work, as I've mentioned many, many times, because as I mentioned to Pam, and you all know, you looked after my sister and when she had skin cancer. And the level of service at St Francis Hospice and the staff, and we're going back 12 years ago now, was absolutely amazing. So thank you. I always say thank you.
Thank you.
It's lovely to see you, because I haven't seen you since I came in and did some jazz singing a couple of years ago with your fantastic choir.
Yes, absolutely, Michelle. Thank you for having us here today. Wonderful to have the opportunity to talk to our broader supporter network. And like many supporters, you are somebody who supports the hospice and comes and sings for us. And we find lots of people do that added bit extra, so we must have you back. That's going to be in my diary.
I'm going back to that fantastic centre you've got, because it's only a couple of years old, isn't it?
It is, the Pepperell Education Centre, which was actually funded from a supporter in Brentwood, and continues to grow and grow our training and development. So it's a lovely centre, and I think that's where you did the jazz singing.
Yes, and the fantastic choir as
along
well.
With the choir, which I'm in. So big plug, anybody wants to join the hospice choir.
They'll be listening in today. You must mention the choir. So tell us, when did the hospice actually, it's at Havering Atty Bower.
It is.
Which is a lovely part of town.
They've got beautiful environment, obviously on the borders of Havering and Essex. Yeah. The hospice was started, as were many hospices. It's 31 years old. It's his birthday this Saturday, 23rd of July, so still relatively new. And there were pioneer people at the time who really saw the gap in end-of-life care, saw that it wasn't being done as well as it could be, and felt that people with a shared interest in getting this hard phase in people's lives done better were started. So pretty small. I think there was only two beds in the beginning, and very small community services. And we've now expanded to having 18 beds and reaching out to over 4,000 people a year in our community services, our bereavement services, our drop-in centres. Yeah. And increasingly, we're now doing some outreach work for people in the patch for whom Havering Atty Bower is quite a way away. So we've really expanded and grown during that 31 years.
And it isn't just, the patient, it is the families as well. That's really important to mention.
Absolutely. And and we increasingly talk to people about who is it in your life who's important to you. So it can be family, can be friends, can be neighbours. And we make sure that we therefore put our services around that whole environment. And that can be help, support, advice, counselling, the opportunity. Again, we've launched a new service called Orange Line, which is going to be a telephone service to give that additional support. It's really, really important, because it is a hard phase, no matter which way we look at it and what services are available. And people need not just the patient going through the services, but those family, friends and neighbours, we really find value in having some support for themselves.
I would say, and I say this every time that team members come in from St Francis Hospice, when people say the word hospice, immediately people sort of think, oh, this is going to be a gloomy place, this is not, and people get frightened of. But you provide so much fantastic care, also with specialist pain relief as well. It's sometimes at the hospitals, I know that you do have staff that can go into hospitals as well.
Yes.
But if you are at the hospice, the level of looking after and the service that you give, and also the atmosphere, the drinks trolley as well.
Yes,
I remember
absolutely.
What was that noise? I'm having a Bailey's, okay. and, you have people come in and do reflexology, and you have lots
absolutely.
Of talks and things like that. So just, it's one of those things, when people hear the word hospice, it is quite frightening, but it's
it
not when you actually get to the hospice no. and the help you give.
Yes, absolutely, Michelle, you were spot on. We're very, very keen to get across the message that the hospice is about enabling people to live absolutely to their potential with support, and it isn't just about the very end of life. Mm. Of course, it's a scary word. I think if many of us were told, oh, we're referring you to the hospice, you'd think, oh, that's it, and I would please encourage people to see that this is an opportunity to get that support, to feel as well as you can while you're going through the difficult periods. Pain relief is a big part, as well as that support. We work very, very closely with the hospital, and we have a lot of joint approaches. So a number of people are referred from the hospital, some from their GPs, some from district nurses. We're increasingly wanting to see if families can refer themselves. But we have a number of supporters and patients that I've seen who repeatedly say to me, I didn't want to come, but I so wished I'd come earlier. So the earlier we can get people referred, then the more we can put this support and support services in, to make sure that people absolutely can live to the maximum. So a plea to anybody who might be wondering if this is the kind of service that could help them, talk to your district nurse, talk to your GP, come to us. Because another of the kind of myths is that hospices are for people with cancer only.
Yes.
Now, in the beginning, that certainly was how they were set up. But increasingly, we call it our reaching out program, our widening access. So we see many people who have diagnoses other than cancer. Many people have more than one diagnosis. And so motor neuron disease, multiple sclerosis, a number of the neurological conditions. And therefore, people may be getting support from the hospice for years, not just weeks or months. And I think that's, I have a number of these myth busters, but that is certainly one of them. And the other is that this is a service for older people only. Well, of course, it's a service for older people, but it's also for anyone 18 plus. And we have many, many people under our care who are going right across the age range.
And what does it cost? You know, I know that you do lots of fundraising throughout the year. How much does it cost to run the hospice with 18 beds?
Yes. Well, with 18 beds and with our range of community services and obviously support services, it costs us just over 10.5 million a year to run the hospice. Approximately 30% of that funding comes from the NHS, from the clinical commissioning groups in Havering, Redbridge, Barking, Dagenham and Brentwood. But the biggest bulk, the 70%, so about 7.45 million, comes from what we call our voluntary income. So from supporters, from legacies, trusts and grants, events, the lottery, sponsor a nurse, a whole range. And we simply could not run the hospice without the community support. 70% is a large amount of money, and we so appreciate that people are prepared to support the hospice so that we can continue to do what we do.
Now, you do what you do, and you do it brilliantly, because you've been awarded a CQC. Now, you had the inspection team. Now, this team came out there unannounced, so this isn't something that you can plan for and think we'll get all the banners out and everything else. This is that they just turn up out of the blue. So tell everybody about the award.
Yes, well, we're absolutely thrilled to have been awarded outstanding. And one of the areas I just read out, outstanding, caring, kind and compassionate, and the services give excellent end of life care. So yes, thrilled to bits, because we did and do believe we do run outstanding services, but it is lovely to have that absolute evidence-based, which is what the CQC do. So not only do they come in and inspect what we do,
and it's not just over a day, is it?
It's not just over a day. They check records to make sure everything's filled in correctly. They did very, very thorough on drugs, our use of drugs, is everything recorded? They pulled staff records. Do we employ people? Do we do all the checks, the balances? Are we training people? They then talked to many of our partners, people who work in palliative care and other sectors. They talked to families, to relative supporters. So there is a whole raft of evidence that comes together. They read minutes, they ask for more information, they read our strategies, our business plan. So for me, when this result came through, it absolutely reinforced what we believe to be true. Mm. But there is nothing better than having it really validated by experienced people. Also, what I'm led to believe is if people are outstanding, it goes through a further panel of assessment mm. to make absolutely sure that this is confirmed yeah. by another group. So we have been celebrating all week. So you talked about the drinks trolley, the famous hospice drinks trolley. I have yeah. to say on last week when we were really celebrating, that the drinks trolley came out earlier.
Yep.
And Prosecco was for all people in our inpatient unit and their yeah. families, and we had some celebration with staff which looked like Prosecco but obviously couldn't be. So yeah. we are thrilled. Within the CQC there are sort of areas where they look at and they assess. So we got 4 out of 5 outstandings yeah. and we're led to believe at the moment now. Not all hospices have been assessed yet, but at the moment there are only a couple of us who have got 4 out of 5 outstandings. So yeah. Really, really important, I think, for our supporters and our patients and families to know when they come to the hospice, they know they are getting the very, very best of care and treatment and support, that the staff and the volunteers are very well selected and trained. And also for people who give us money, I think it's really important. You want to know you're giving money to a very well organised and run organisation
yeah.
and that your money's going to good use. And my final little quote from the Deputy Chief Inspector for Adult Social Care, Debbie, this is an outstanding example of how a hospice should be run. So we are thrilled.
You can't say finer than that. And as I said, the team down there are absolutely fantastic. If you do have anybody in your family, as you said, you hoping you can refer,
yeah.
It's as I've seen a few of my one of my best friends, as well as my sister and my dad, who unfortunately couldn't get to St Francis Hospice when he had bowel cancer, and I really wished we could have got him there, but we couldn't because I knew the level of care there was so fantastic.
Yes.
So if you do have anybody in the family who has a life limiting illness. It's, as I said to you before, St Francis Hospital is absolutely amazing. As you've just said, you've got this fantastic award as well, and there really is no better place to be looked after. And that isn't only the patient, that is the family as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Brilliant.
So well done on your award. So are you having a bit, have you had your big party, or are you going to be having the
we've had some celebrations.
Yep.
they're not quite complete.
Yeah.
The report is on our website, and yep. I'd urge everybody to have a look at it. It's a lovely read. It was a read when I first got it that I have to say brought me to tears, because yep. you kind of think, my goodness, this is just fabulous. So have a read of it. We've got lots of pictures, lots of things happening, so that we can truly celebrate this because this is a well done to everybody, because 70%, as I say, of the hospice is funded from the community. So yeah. A well done to everybody indeed.
And there's 800 volunteers, is there?
Yes, 850. We're hoping yeah. to get that number up to 1,000 if anybody is interested in volunteering from the hospice. And that can be in our retail outlet shops. We have 15 of those, or at the hospice in the community. And again, in the report, the volunteers get a real special mention. And families saying, we also had a lovely quote in there. I will embarrass him, our catering manager, Vince. But nutrition is very, very important at this stage of life. It's very easy for people to lose appetite and not get energy they're going to be needing. And it said, if there's something that you fancy that is not on the menu, Vince just goes to the shop and buys it.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of thing that makes the organisation outstanding.
And you can find out more, all the W's, SFH, that's S for Sierra, F for Freddie, H for Hotel, .org.uk. And you can also follow them on at SFH.org, SFH on Twitter. I always get that wrong for your Twitter account, but there we go. I always get the website wrong. It's actually SFH UK. There we go. That's the Twitter as well. So if you do want to get involved in some fundraising, find out more about the hospice, and obviously you can read the report as well.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
And we were just chatting, weren't we, about County Wicklow?
We were.
Lovely. And I've asked my friend whereabouts in County Wicklow, and he's disappeared. So I won't be able to say anything until he comes back.
Any part of Wicklow is a good part.
Yeah, that's it. Any part in Wicklow is a good part. As I lived in Dublin for a very long time, that's fine. Now, 11:45, thank you very much, girls, for coming in today. And as I said, do go and take a look at the website for St Francis Hospice. Here we've got the Mystery Jets with Bombay Blue.
Baby, young and sweet, I'm a high-rise tonight, a city street, and I feel low. Here I cry in a sleep, a blanket of newspaper sheets by my window.